This is the Ontolog planning session for November 13th, 2008. And basically at the top, thank you everybody for attending today's call. I think we're ready to move to item number two on the agenda. Peter, you attended the ISWC and FOIS conferences.
Yep.
Did you have anything you wanted to report?
Okay. I was at ISWC, and both Michael and I were at Voice. So maybe I'll do ISWC, and I'll let. Can you hear me?
I'm still having real trouble hearing you.
All right. I said.
I don't know if there's anything else you can do.
All right. I will speak up. I will do a little bit on ISWC, which is the Semantic Web Conference, and maybe I'll let. Michael tell us about Voice, since he actually was one of the chairs of this of the conference, so he would do a much better job than I can.
Sure, I'll do that.
All right. So I was at Karlsruhe for ISWC, and it was attended by like 627 people, as they reported. I guess the highlight includes sort of a lot of enthusiasm, a mix of the more formal people and the Web 2.0 folks, with, of course, the semantic web people in between. And they showcased a lot of applications. In particular, there were two challenges that were brought up and, of course, staged before the conference. One is called the Semantic Web Challenge, and the other is called the Billion Triple Challenge. And actually, both had a prize money, had prize money associated with it, which I think was definitely was a good idea. It was not a lot of money. I think it was like €1,000 or something like that, which was sponsored by Elsevier. A good idea, I think. And therefore, they have got very formidable entries to both. And through that, I think research and development work gets to sort of try to push the frontier in more ways than one. I mean, than just sort of leaving it in the in academia and research. Also, they brought in a speaker by the name of John Gianandre, who is sort of one of the founders of MetaWeb. And they are pushing a thing, a product called Freebase. Essentially, they're taking a lot of the content from Wikipedia, making it somewhat like a semantic web application, and allow a lot of common people to interact with the data, making it sort of a Web 2.0, or, I mean, what people now start to call Web 3.0 type killer app. So that's sort of the main things I gathered from ISWC. And, of course, I had the opportunity of meeting a lot of people whom I've known just virtually from before, and made some acquaintances and made some arrangements for them to speak at Ontolog. So I'll talk about that a little more when we come down to sort of what's in store. So maybe I will pass this on to Michael, who can tell us about Voice.
Okay. Well, Voice was much smaller than ISWC. There were just under 100 people who attended, and there were about 22 papers that were presented over the course of the conference. It began with a half day of tutorials. There were two tutorials, one on semantic, one on ontology design and evaluation by Nicola Guarino, and the other tutorial was one more kind of semantic web, more semantic kind of applications of ontologies. there were three invited speakers, Mike Ushold, who's now at Reinvent Technologies out of Vancouver, gave a really nice kind of overview of interesting applications of ontologies, both past, present, and almost future developments, things that are kind of what he was calling the bleeding edge of ontology applications. FOIS being a very interdisciplinary kind of conference, where you get people from all the way from the philosophers to the engineers mixing together, the invited speakers kind of reflected that same mix. And so Ushold was representing the more applied side of FOIS, the information system side of the title. And then on the second day of the conference, Joanna Seidt, who is from the University of Aarhus in Denmark, presented a more philosophically oriented paper related to the myriology of processes and some philosophical and linguistic approaches to that. And the third invited speaker was Stefano Bertolo from the European Union, who was giving an overview of some of the things that they might be looking for in their next round of proposals within the EU. Although for us outside of Europe, it was interesting. We're outside Europe, and so it wasn't as relevant to us. But it's still interesting to see what funding agencies look for. I think every funding agency is kind of looking for the similar things that he was describing. So I think that was still insightful for everyone who attended. The Best Paper Award was by Zena Wood and Anthony Galton from University of Essex, and it was on some classification criteria from an ontological perspective on collectives. So things like flocks of birds, the lineup at a bank, or different teams, organizations, whether or not they change over time, and if they do, how do they change, and different properties like that. It's a very, very nicely well-written paper. I think like a few people were saying, it was like a fun paper sort of thing. So let's see what else. They are putting together... they're trying to pull together the various presentations that were given at the conference to make them available on the website. I believe that Nicola Guarino's tutorial is available there now, and I think other people are slowly contributing the slides from their presentations. Let's see what else. There was also several poster presentations, either from graduate students or other kinds of projects within Europe, and with a lot of interesting discussions kind of revolving around some of those topics. I think that about wraps it up. Peter, was there anything else?
I have a question. Will there be proceedings?
Oh, yes, there are proceedings. Oh. Very nicely published proceedings by IOS Press. And they are available, I believe, if you go to the FOIS conference, FOIS 2008 website. I've been told by Paul Boutelaar, who is the local chair, that you can purchase proceedings through there.
Great.
And I'd encourage them because I was being the program chair. I was kind of the one that kind of made sure everything got published, and I was very impressed by IOS Press in their publication. It's nice. It looks like a book, not your regular old proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then final note, FOIS 2010 will be held in Toronto. I'll be local chair along with Chris Welke, and it's looking like it'll be in the second week of May 2010.
Nice. Much better than...
In
November. Yeah, that's one thing. It was a little chilly in Saarbrücken. One day I thought it was going to snow, but
Is there a 2009?
No. For whatever reason, I'm not really sure. Historically, FOIS is held every other year. I think it's like the KR conference, the Knowledge Representation Conference, is also held every other year.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and actually, FOIS 2010 will be co-located in Toronto with the KR conference and the DL Description Logic conference and Non-Autonomic Reasoning and Autonomous Agents. It's going to be one big, huge event.
I think I'll ask
Hi, Peter. This is Rex. I got here late. I'm sorry.
there was actually another beep. So besides Rex, who else got on? So was that Martin?
Lee from RPI.
Leading?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. Fantastic. All right, so along that vein, actually, I mean, I should have also mentioned that Eastwick is held every year. In 2009, actually, will be held in the greater Washington, D.C. area, West Virginia in particular. And the local chairs will be Mike Dean and Leo Oberst, people fairly close to us. And Eastwick 2010 will be in Shanghai, China, for those who are interested. And one other thing I would like to mention, since Michael asked, was, I mean, I was so impressed with Professor Seitz's talk on non-transitive mereology on processes. I consulted with Michael since, I mean, he is sort of the steward of PSL on whether that's relevant to the ontolog community, and we both agree that Joanna would be able to give us a very inspiring talk at ontolog, and then and there we engaged her, and we have scheduled for her to give us a talk on February 5th, year 2009. That's sort of one of the regular Thursday events. Michael will be chairing that session, and Johanna Seitz will be giving us a talk. Not exactly the same talk, I don't think, but at least on processes, on her general process theory, and possibly theory of interactions.
You're very faint, Peter.
All right, sorry. Back to Kurt.
Okay. Anybody have anything else they want to add regarding those two conferences? Moving on to agenda item 3, then, ongoing activities. We've got a number of events scheduled just to kind of get through this. Anything in November that needs to be discussed?
Let me see.
Moving on to December, we've got one event scheduled for December. Anything to discuss on that event?
No, I guess things that are already scheduled are sort of well on its way, because there are people who have been identified to champion those activities, so they all look okay.
Okay, moving on to January, there's the application implementation panel. I've pinged Duane a couple times because he had some people in mind for that. And I haven't really gotten any confirmation that we're on track. I don't think we're in trouble, per se, but haven't confirmed we're on track yet. Is there anybody on this call that was in the queue for that session? It was originally scheduled for November. We moved it out to January. Anybody here now? Okay. So I will ping Duane again and see if we can find out who was in the queue for that.
Yeah, on our... On the What's in Store page, I have two things under that, actually. One is, of course, Dennis Thomas, who had made an offer before to speak. You remember the first time you sort of called, he was the only response, and therefore you postponed it. Although he had noted that his... what he called the Mark III knowledge platform is not open, but proprietary. Actually, I also had a chance to sort of briefly talk to John Gianandre, the MetaWeb person. Again, I mean, they are not totally open technology, although their content is open content, and I did sort of ask if he would be willing to give a talk, and we said we will continue to correspond. So he would be a good candidate. He is sort of a big name now, I mean, in terms of...
Peter, Peter.
Yeah.
I'm still having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Could you repeat those names for me again, please?
If you go to the What's in Store page.
What's in Store, okay.
All right. Then you can see under the purple number 1OGS, there's this name, John Gianandre. Of his company is called MetaWeb. It's sort of like the poster child of VC-funded semantic technology. And their product is called Freebase. He was one of the keynote speakers at ISWIC, actually. But prior to ISWIC, I mean, I already had recommendations from, like, Adam Chaya that he would be one good candidate to invite to speak. The other one would be...
Okay, again, please, Peter, who was that?
No, I mean, that was it. I mean, still John. But the other candidate would be the radar people. What's his name? His name slipped.
The radar artist?
Radar. R-A-D-A-R.
Radar?
Yes.
And who's the person for that?
The name slipped my mind.
And you also mentioned Dennis Thomas as a possibility?
Dennis Thomas was someone who offered to speak. I mean,
right.
you can sort of probably search that on the email archives. When you made the first call, he actually did make an offer to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that gives me a little bit to work with. Thanks.
Yep.
The other event, Semantic Wiki Applications and Use Cases, anything to discuss on that event?
No, but since Lee is here, maybe he can tell us a few things. We already have 5 champions for that series, including Lee Ding, Harold Sobrick from Mayo, Max Velkel and from Karlsruhe, Sebastian Schaffert from Austria, and myself. And it we've already planned out like 6 sessions, and the whole thing will culminate into a workshop that the RPI people will be running at Stanford in the AAAI Spring Symposium. So the 6 sessions, we've already done the launch session for those who, I guess everyone is aware, and then there will be 5 more sessions. The next one is actually next Thursday, a week from today, and then 4 more after that, and then by the last session, which would probably be around like mid-March, and that sort of dovetails into the AAAI Spring Symposium. So, Lee, you want to... add something?
I think Peter has explained a lot of the details of that mini series, and I just want to mention in the upcoming stuff, there's a East Coast Wiki Semantic Wiki meeting that will be happening on November 22nd, which is the next Saturday in Boston. And we'll probably get advertised that mini-series in that meeting as well. And in the meantime, I will probably also want to collect information and the state of interest from these Ontolog participants, see if they are interested in attending that AAAI Spring Symposium and the face-to-face meeting on Semantic Wiki.
Great. Thanks, Lee. As for the 6 sessions that were planned out, the first one was sort of a survey of the landscape, and then we will have 2 sessions on technology, and then 2 sessions on application, and 1 session on outlook and the future of semantic wikis. So that sort of outlines the themes for the 6 sessions. Back to you, Kurt.
Thank you. event in February. Joanna Seat, is that pronounced correctly?
Site, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's what we talked about a little just now.
Okay. So anything else to handle on scheduled events?
No, except that, I mean, since we have most of the people who are on this call are actually running or chairing or championing some activities, the scarce resource would be Thursday slots. So I would seriously encourage everyone, especially those who are running mini series, to lock down their date as sort of the first thing they would do. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything in the question store that we should... Oh, go ahead.
Peter, are you recommending that we do that in this November time frame, or... because I'm looking at our OLR Ontolog panel, the joint miniseries.
And yes.
Some of the ones that we'd like to pursue there. Some of the folks aren't really available to respond for their availability until the December time frame or after.
Right. We actually have a first event for the Ontolog OOR series scheduled.
Right.
On December 4th.
I'm glad that you guys went
right
forward with that.
Yeah, since it's convenient that we were setting this up. I mean, we had been trying to talk to Paul Butler all along. So while I had him in person at Saarbrücken, I mean, we sort of quickly locked in the date and get the program going. In fact, I mean, it's all his work. I mean, trying to bring in four different efforts in Europe into that panel. But we don't have anything scheduled past that one. So I guess the leadership team for the joint Ontolog OOR panel series should start working.
Well, as soon as we've got enough free space after some of the proposal stuff, it's kind of that's where the clash in timing is coming. I think a lot of it. I did ping Cliff Joslin, which was recommended by Frank Olkin. And there is some interest there.
Sounds great.
That one would mapping and merging.
Yeah. So I guess the important thing is to try to lock in the dates. One good thing about the OOR series is it doesn't necessarily have to be on Thursdays, because OOR actually traditionally has their weekly meetings on Fridays. So the OOR thing could sort of optionally either be on a Thursday, like other Ontolog events, or on a Friday, like other OOR events, so which gives us a slightly broader choice on dates,
okay,
I would
thank
say.
Thank you. Good point.
Peter, this is Rex. At some point in, I suspect it won't be until mid-January that I'll be able to project when we will have another, we'll have enough stuff to talk about for another ontologies and emergency response event. But there is work that's been underway that will, you know, gain a head of steam after the start of the year. Unfortunately, most people get down time during the holidays, and we don't get an awful lot of people involved.
Sure.
But we are working on something called the reference information model, and it actually includes an ontology in it.
Fantastic. Sounds good. Again, first thing to try to tie down is a date, because they are quickly disappearing.
Yeah, well, I was very surprised earlier this week at the attendance that we got for a meeting that I wasn't expecting, so I could be wrong. People may just start being interested, so it's hard to tell.
I guess there's plenty of interest and even maybe money in emergency response.
Is there anything that we should go over in the What's in Store page?
not particularly, I mean, there's a lot of details. I mean, I use that page as sort of a working workspace to capture things that I needed to follow up on, a lot of them. But one thing, I mean, I've listed a whole bunch of people, I mean, some of whom we have had wanted to invite, but I finally meet those people, like Ian Horrocks, Stephen Decker, Enrico Motta, Rudy Studer. I mean, these are all people who had, for example, been our advisors for the Ontology Summit or things like that. And so finally saw them, shook hands, I mean, told them we would want them to do invited talks and so on, and all went fairly well. One particular thing I might want to mention is that Peter Meeker, who had actually spoke at Ontolog before on the Ontologizing Ontolog series on one of the panels, actually is helping push a thing called VoCamp, like vocabulary camp, for that. This is more like a Web 2.0 grassroots type effort to do controlled vocabularies. So, and they have good sort of European and I guess other parts of the world, I mean, acceptance, but nothing is happening in the US, and he was calling to see if people are interested. So I did talk to him, and possibly we could invite him to give a talk here to see if we have local interest.
Well, I would be interested in some people that are in the groups that I'm in would be interested in that.
Yes. And we probably want to sort of dovetail efforts so that we don't have a control vocabulary of a particular domain in Europe and then a sort of separate vocabulary in the U.S.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Also, have you heard from Mark Musin lately?
Yes, I was corresponding with him just this morning, yes.
Oh, well, I'd like to see someone pick up health informatics again. I mean, I don't know how much time I'll have for that. I'm actually, you know, meeting with HITSB on a regular basis now that the work that I did on EDXL is wrapped up. So I'm somewhat involved, but I don't know how much more I'm going to take on.
Yeah, he's been traveling, but I don't know. He might be at tomorrow's OOR call, although he actually designated someone else to attend. But I did urge that he attends himself too, because of the impending proposal that is due in like 3 working days.
Thanks. I won't be able to attend tomorrow, unfortunately.
Okay. Try to catch him by other means.
Yeah.
Back to Kurt.
Okay. Next topic on the agenda, review the ongoing project miniseries and institutional collaboration. I think we've covered most of that, haven't we?
Right, pretty much. Although there are a few new ones, candidates that are sort of neither here nor there. Ask the expert one. I mean, we did exchange a few emails. I don't see any further follow-up. So since, Kurt, you are co-championing, so you might want to look at that. I have an input on reasoners and theorem provers. I'm glad I sort of asked Michael Gruninger about it while we were at Voice, and he is willing to sort of guide us along, and also he suggested that the NIST people, particularly Conrad Bock, is sort of of course they've written this reasoning systems paper, but I mean it's continuing to do work in that arena. And then while we were talking about this, Stefano Borgo suggested that we should talk to Till Mosakowski. Again, I mean, Till Mosakowski has been an Ontolog member and has spoken in relation to work at Bremen University in Germany. And Stefano says that Till has been sort of researching in that area. So I can see three candidate champions that could help us move that mini-series forward, namely Michael, Conrad, and Till. And then we already have one candidate speaker because Chris Welty did recommend a work that IBM has been doing and has released through Alpha Works that he said would be of interest. So
I don't remember the name, but the Powerloom people would be potentially interested. I would be interested to listening to their results because, I mean, their reasoning engine is designed for dealing with ontologies. So it would be interesting to see what they are actually doing.
Who is this again?
Yeah. Powerloom is the name of their reasoning tool, and their website is unfortunately not very extensive. So I would be really happy to hear from them what they're actually doing and how successful they are.
Okay.
Michael, do you know more about it?
No, I don't actually know too much about them, but Bill Anderson might know more too.
Right.
But I was just going to say that we could also place this in the context of something maybe a little more ambitious as well. Next summer, there is the next conference on automated deduction. And right now there's a call for workshop proposals. And one possibility, I mean, just as the Semantic Wiki mini-series is leading up to the spring symposium, we could have this Reasoners and Theorem Provers mini-series lead up to a potential workshop at that automated deduction conference on, you know, reasoning with ontologies as being the topic. And that way things could, you know, we could have a build-up and start some work before the workshop as well. So if there are people interested in that, we can start putting together a workshop proposal and then, like I said, then have the this mini-series in Ontolog kind of support the preparation for that workshop next summer.
The workshop is in Ottawa, or where is it?
Yeah, the conference is in Montreal.
Oh, Montreal. Okay.
Yeah, well, I
think that's a brilliant idea. I like that a lot.
Okay.
So in the next, I think the deadline for submitting workshop proposals and also I think for submitting papers is February, so we have a little bit of time. So we can start the ball rolling and getting a workshop proposal together. Like I say, that kind of meets the needs of our little Ontolog community because we want this to be reasoning with ontologies. And so I make that kind of being the focus. And then, like I say, we can start organizing the mini-series according to that.
Hey, sounds great. I sort of briefly captured this under sort of candidates on the What's in Store page. I haven't saved yet, so you can't see it. But I Fabian, when you find out a little more about that, you could sort of put at least a placeholder underneath that line, the mini series on reasoners and theorem provers section. So just so that we remember talking about this, if you please. Yeah. Okay, back to Kurt.
Okay. Any other topics in this section?
Well, the Ontology Summit, is there a topic or what is planning concerning the summit?
Yes, I have a lot of things. I mean, I would like to share, or not a lot. I mean, I have very exciting thoughts relating to the Ontology Summit that I want to share. So are we at that part now, Kurt?
I see no reason not to go ahead and jump to it.
Okay. So it has been, I mean, all along, I mean, Michael knows about this, that Steve Ray and the NIST folks, I mean, Michael included, has been pushing an agenda saying that, I mean, standards need to be more rigorous, needs and could come in a form of an ontology. And in parallel, Ontolog, having been being made up of a bunch of standards developers in the first place, also had that same idea. And what has been driving my thoughts essentially has been that eventually standards needs to be understood both by humans and by machines. And to enable us to do that, we need to put standards both in natural language and in some form of an ontology, maybe in an ontology language. So I pinged several people and had gotten very encouraging results. I mean, the people I talked to, particularly during this trip and maybe slightly before that, included, of course, Steve at NIST, the new OASIS executive director. I also talked to Nicola Guarino, since he's starting the Association for Ontology and its Applications. I also talked to W3C, DERI, and STI International while in Europe. And of course, within the Ontolog community, we've got a whole bunch of people from OASIS, from UNCFACT, from ISO, from OAG, and so on. So we've got some critical mass, which drives me and a bunch of people to now propose that for Ontology Summit 2009, we adopt this theme called ontology. Let me call that out correctly. I'm looking at the what's in store page again for the summit, and the candidate two. Yeah, ontology as the next generation of information standards. And this one is now sort of jointly proposed by Steve, myself, Leo, Barry, and Laurent Licia, who's the new executive director of OASIS. So although a year ago almost, Barry did propose training and education of ontologists as sort of a possible candidate, I think there's more interest leaning towards this latter candidate. So if the community, particularly this meeting, feels similarly, then we could start some planning meeting for Ontology Summit 2009 leading up to, let's say, a launch, a few months of online discourse, virtual events, and then culminating into a face-to-face workshop at NIST at Gaithersburg, like we did for the past 3 years. So that's the thought. And also, Michael did mention you've already written a paper along the similar lines. Barry had also indicated that Fabian would be in a good position to help us move this agenda forward. So I can see a lot of sort of support coming up to this. Thoughts?
Peter?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so you didn't hear me. Or did you hear me?
I didn't, but now I do.
Okay. I said, I'm not sure what you mean by me helping you along. If you have Steve on your side, he's in a much better position than I am to move things along at this. But no, I mean, I like the subject. It's a good topic.
Right.
Very good topic, actually, yeah.
I, I think Barry has in mind that you might also be in a position to represent him and ANCOR in this effort. Of course, I mean, you know that the core sort of organizers are NIST, Ontolock, and ANCOR. And of course, if we take this forward, then this year we will have OASIS as a co-organizer, and hopefully if luck comes our way, we might even have the other people, like various ISO working groups, various OASIS working groups, various CFAC working groups, and so on. I mean,
certainly have the one that I'm working on.
Fantastic. Sounds great.
Yeah, I I'm glad to represent ANCOR.
And the title again, were you saying Ontology is the Next Generation of Standards?
No, Information Standards. Actually, Barry and I had an argument, and Steve proposed sort of Next Generation of Information Standards. You know, I mean, Barry specifically used the example that we probably don't want to cover sort of the standard about measuring the size of apples, and I sort of rebutted and said, why not? but anyhow, I mean, I think information standards is perfectly okay. Then we can sort of move that argument into does measuring size of apples need to have an information standard?
Well, it needs to have a standard at a level of abstraction that informs it how to do that measuring.
Okay, that's all I have to share on Ontology Summit. And
is there a date targeted for that yet?
I don't have a specific date. If I understand correctly, from Steve. I mean, Steve actually gave me a contact, Simon, I forgot his last name, on sort of the logistics and the setting. I'm still awaiting... Yes. I'm still awaiting his response on the specific date. If I understand correctly from Steve, he said they have actually already booked 2 weeks for the interoperability week, I mean, which is the sort of venue that Ontology Summit has been staged previously anyway. So it's a choice between one of those 2 weeks. But I don't have neither of those dates yet. You'll know as soon as I know.
There's one consideration you might want to forward, since you have Lauren, Lucia, already. You want to make sure that the OASIS Symposium and the Ontology Summit and the Interoperability Week don't overlap the way they did last year or this year.
Okay. Yeah. Now that, I mean, we will probably have... Yeah, Laurent on the organizing committee, so I'm sure he would sort of work on that for us. But
yeah.
I'll bring that up again. Yeah. So as soon as I hear from Simon, I will run those two dates by everyone. I guess essentially asking whether there are major conflicts. If not, then we'll just have to lock one in and move forward with it. Good.
Any of these other topics anybody wants to discuss?
I have one more topic.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Before Voice, there were already some correspondence in terms of setting up a professional society for formal ontologists or formal ontology, sort of like an ACM for computer scientists or an IEEE for electrical and electronic engineers. And there was sort of one session at Voice that was devoted to discussing this. Of course, a bit of work was done prior to that, particularly by Nicola Guarino, Stefano Borgo, and a bunch of people, a short list of people who were in correspondence, and a sort of draft set of bylaws and some activity an activity list and so on was sort of fleshed out. And the consensus was, yes, I mean, we want such a professional society. We even want people to be accredited as sort of ontologists and regarded as professionals. There were talks about sort of making sure that doing ontology work is like doing research work or like publishing papers. I mean, publishing ontology would be an equivalence of sort of in the same par as publishing papers and getting equal sort of peer review as well as recognition academically. And that went quite well. The consensus was to either call this the Association for Ontology and its Applications, or possibly with an international in front of it. That has not been decided yet. But either way, I personally, and I guess a lot of people I've spoken to welcome the idea. And one very exciting news is that, I mean, when I sort of parted way with Nicola, the discussion, I mean, of course, I offered to help incubate this while they were in the forming stage with the infrastructure that Ontolog and CIM3 is already running. And Nicola actually accepted that offer. So we would be setting up like mailing lists, wiki pages on the Ontolog collaborative work environment while AOA or IAOA is in its formative stages. Although, I mean, we need to make very clear that these are two very different organizations, just like Ontolog and OOR are two very different things. Ontolog, I mean, as I've told everyone, is just a good conversation, while OOR, for example, is actually a real project with real people and sort of probably costing real money and so on. And that's why OOR is going ahead with applying for funds, for grants and so on, which Ontolog doesn't quite do. So, Michael, you have anything to add about this AOA initiative?
No, I don't really have anything to add. I think, like you said at the conference, there was a lot of enthusiasm, and I guess the only questions were going to be from people is, you know, what was going to be the scope and the actual kind of practicalities of the association. And I think there's a little bit of uncertainty now exactly how the ball will start rolling. But I think that once it does start rolling, that a lot of people are going to be it'll gather a lot of momentum. But I think Nicole has to get it, just to get it moving just a little bit. Before people can get their expectations kind of in line.
Great. Yeah, besides the professional side of things, I think originally the activity list that was thrown around, including sort of the making of a sort of global ontology repository, which sort of works well with the OOR effort. Although later during the conference that wasn't discussed a lot. However, Michael and I actually did sort of suggested, and that got added to the list of activity, is for AOA to contribute to standards efforts, which dovetails well into the sort of theme of the next Ontology Summit. So we can see this professional society as sort of a backer for that initiative of moving standards the way towards ontologies. That's about all I have. Back to Kurt.
Okay. I think it sounds like we're ready to move on from the project section. Going once, going twice. Moving down to agenda item number 4, follow-up activities and action plan. Anybody have anything to address here? Not hearing much. Any other business?
Oh, I jumped the gun. I covered that just now.
Any other business? Any topics at all? Wow, I think we're going to get out on the hour.
Wow. That's amazing.
So with that, unless there are any objections, I call this meeting. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Yep. Thanks, Kurt.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.